From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, October 22nd. Coming up, the nation's first commercial carbon sequestration plant is in Illinois. And in recent months, two leaks have turned up. Now, residents want stronger protections. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An illustrator has published a book on incarceration with the Champaign author and activist. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
A black and white drawing of a balled-up sock fills one corner of a page next to text that reads, "About 1 in 20 people in prison identify as trans." Vic Liu is an artist and co-creator of The Warehouse. They say it was challenging to represent the experiences of people in prison with dignity.
We talked about someone named Daisy who received 60 days in solitary because she stuffed her bra with socks, which is, to me, like, so human, because in that moment you see how she is trying to live her life and live her identity in such a harmless way.
The Warehouse was published over the summer. Liu was in Champaign last week for a book event. I'm Emily Hayes.
The newest exhibit at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign showcases an artist whose work centers around LGBTQ plus culture and history. IPM student reporter Stephanie Mosqueda has more on the Museum of Lesbian Dreams.
The exhibit displays a collection of sculptures, photographs, and paintings from American artist Millie Wilson that comment on the portrayal of queer women in media and history. Amy Powell is a contemporary and modern art curator at the Krannert Art Museum who helped organize the exhibit. Powell says she hopes people gain an appreciation for artists whose work showcases gender representation.
There are artists in the history of art who have cared for bodies of all genders, and I think it's important now to really excavate that history a little bit.
The exhibit will be open to the public through March 1st. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
One of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's top lawyers says the government's corruption case is built on, quote, bad information and out-and-out lies. Dave McKinney reported on yesterday's opening arguments from the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago.
In long-awaited opening statements, Madigan's attorney Thomas Breen told jurors the blockbuster case that prosecutors have built against Madigan is destined to fall apart. Here's what Breen said, quote, "The description they gave you of a guy who's wheeling and dealing, committing extortion and bribery, is not who Michael Madigan is." While Breen was making that case, Madigan seemed to make eye contact with the newly impaneled jury. In the jammed courtroom, Madigan also had a cast of silent supporters. His wife of nearly 50 years, Shirley, and their daughter, former four-term Democratic Attorney General Lisa Madigan, took in the proceedings from the front row. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
An Illinois group held a town hall meeting in Springfield over the weekend to imagine what statewide reparations could look like. The Illinois African Descent Citizens Reparations Commission is hosting a series of statewide public hearings. Dr. Pamela Tuiman-Hoff called for reforms to the education system and other types of discrimination.
Education is not just a reflection of the society. It is a tool used to reinforce power structures within the society. And reparations are not just about repairing the economic damage done by slavery and segregation. It must also address the damage education has done to Black people.
The hearing also covered topics such as the intergenerational impact of slavery. The commission will hold more hearings across the state in the coming months. Commission members say they want to gather the public's recommendations on reparations and present the ideas to policymakers and key stakeholders. Still to come, the nation's first commercial carbon sequestration plant is in Illinois, and in recent months, two leaks have turned up. Now residents want stronger protections. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies and breezy winds with a slight chance of an afternoon rain shower and a high of 78 degrees. South wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 54 degrees, a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 70 degrees, a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 38 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour, and for Thursday, sunny with a high of 68 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we're 2 weeks away from Election Day, and early voting is already happening in Illinois. We'll listen back to our conversation with local election officials about what they're doing to safeguard the integrity of the vote and to keep poll workers and voters safe in an era of rising political violence. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. In the fight against climate change, one technology aims to inject carbon emissions deep underground. And Illinois is on the forefront of what's becoming a booming business. But in recent months, residents have learned of leaks at the country's first commercial carbon sequestration facility in central Illinois. Now they're demanding more guardrails. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco recently traveled to Decatur, Illinois, and has this story.
The nation's first commercial CO2 injection sites both sit beneath Lake Decatur. It's the primary source of water for the central Illinois city of about 68,000 people. And this is the first city council meeting since they all learned of a second leak at the site. Verlyn Rosenberger came prepared. She brings her folder filled with newspaper clippings and flyers to the podium.
Safe drinking water is vital to healthy life on Earth. Just because CO2 sequestration can be done doesn't mean it should be done.
This wasn't her first time addressing the council. She went up a couple weeks ago too, right after the reports of the first leak went public.
Pipes eventually leak. Thank you for listening.
The retired school teacher sat back down just in front of a row of executives from Archul Daniels Midland Company. ADM is a global agribusiness giant, headquartered in Chicago. Their Decatur facility is on the forefront of a booming multi-billion dollar carbon capture and storage industry, sometimes called CCS. The technology promises to permanently store planet-warming carbon dioxide deep underground. Biden's Inflation Reduction Act bet big on CCS, supercharging existing tax credits and setting off a CCS gold rush. The EPA is currently reviewing 150 new sequestration well applications, 22 in Illinois.
You should know that safety is our highest priority.
That's ADM's Greg Webb.
We simply wouldn't do this if we didn't believe that it was safe.
The EPA confirmed that the leaks had no impact on surface or groundwater sources, nor any threat to public health. But ADM detected the first leak in March and didn't say a word until months later. And while the public and lawmakers were still in the dark, ADM secured an easement from the city of Decatur to expand its operations. Decatur City Council member David Horn said at the meeting that information was substantial and relevant.
Had I known about the leak, I would not have supported approving the sequestration easement.
Illinois legislators and environmental advocates were also unaware of the leak, as they negotiated the state's first CCS regulations around the same time. ADM was part of those conversations and remained silent about the leak. So when Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed those same regulations into law at ADM's Decatur facility over the summer, he was unaware of the leak that had occurred more than 5,000 feet below his seat. It's unclear whether ADM was required by law to report the leak any sooner than they did. According to the company's permits, it only has to report major or serious emergencies. Neither the EPA nor ADM would comment to clarify.
ADM may not have been required by law to do so, but it certainly could be argued that they had an ethical responsibility to report the leak to interested parties, and they failed in that responsibility.
Horn says that in light of this lack of transparency, the regulations ought to be revisited and strengthened, particularly in terms of safeguarding an important aquifer that provides water to almost a million people in East and Central Illinois and spans 14 counties. State legislators plan to discuss two bills aimed at prohibiting carbon sequestration anywhere near the aquifer next month. In the meantime, several local governments are wondering whether they'll need their own restrictions. As the Decatur City Council meeting adjourned, Rosenberger helped her husband Paul put his coat back on.
I saw this whole row of ADM people behind me. I thought, I'm not afraid of them.
She said that she'll keep doing what she can, where she can, with the information she has.
I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Stephanie Mosqueda, Dave McKinney, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.